Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys are getting your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Reggae.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get time!
Welcome to another show of Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coaching Parent Network. I am your host, M.A. Scott. And this evening, I guarantee you there, folks, we're going to have a great time. This evening, we have a special guest. A special guest. When I say special, I mean special in many, many, many ways. But I'm going to postpone that and start you out with my favorite song that I like to start out with, The College Experience. Check it out.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Okay, once again, that was my song, I call it my song nowadays. We have one of our athletes done that song for me. His name is Keith Wright. He is a basketball player playing for the University of Harvard, should I say. He's playing at the University of Harvard. I'm trying to see if my co-host is on, Mr. Larry Rubama. We haven't heard from you in a while. Larry, are you out there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Larry. I'm doing good. Hopefully, we're going to have another one of them great shows today. We can get Dr. Earl Sutter to call in, and we can get this thing rocking and rolling because we're only going to be on for a little while. I heard I missed the first part of the draft, the part that I wanted to see that young man, Patrick Patterson. I heard he just went a few minutes ago, but I'm kind of frustrated right now. Yeah, I'm kind of frustrated right now because I missed seeing him go up there on the stage and do his thing. I've been looking forward to seeing that. But coming from a youth softball game out there and watched little girls have a good time out there playing. It was little 7 and 8 year olds and 9 and 10 year olds. So watching youth getting started at an early age. Hey, so what are you going to bring to us this week from Hampton Roads perspective on sports?
Well, a little bit of everything. We got the All-Tidewater stuff is going out all this week. We had baseball, softball, boys soccer was today, and tomorrow we'll have girls soccer. Also spent about 15 minutes today with Michael Vick. He's got a camp over there at Hampton today, and he's really talking to these youth and, you know, not just teaching them about football, but teaching them about life. And, of course, you know, who better to be able to talk about it than him? He was a person who was on top of the world at one time. And fell, and he's really humbled by the whole experience. And he talked about how he's really trying to teach the kids, you know, about being responsible, you know, about being there and just doing the right things both on the field and off. It was really good talking with him. And then we got Justin Hunter, Ocean Lakes kid, who graduated 2 weeks ago. He's out in Iowa competing at the USA Track and Field Championships in the junior division, and he just won the long jump, jumped 25 feet 10. And it's going to be representing the United States next month in Canada in the long jump. And he's going to be doing the triple jump tomorrow. And I'm trying to think of anything else. But that's what's going on. And I also caught up with Michael Morrison, former Great Bridge guy who used to be at Florida. He's now at the University of California. and he finished runner-up last week in the NCAA championships, and he was supposed to be competing as well in the track and field championships, but he is going to rest his body, and he's looking forward to next year when he hopes to be able to be in the 2 years to be on the Olympic team. Next year he wants to try out for the world championship. So just a little bit of catching up on what's going on.
Okay, that's some great information coming from the Hampton Roads side of what's going on in sports. Hey, parents, I mentioned something the other day. I wanted to make sure that I stress this point to you. You know, this is the month of quiet period. The quiet period actually goes all the way through to the end of the month, actually goes to the 5th of July. So if you're not aware of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the quiet period, you need to get in touch with me so we can make sure you have a clear understanding of what the quiet period consists of. Quiet period is basically there's no in-person contact with you or your athlete off the college campus. So you need to know that. You know, it's not like you see a coach somewhere and you can stop and start talking to them. That shouldn't be happening. Okay, then after we come out of the quiet period, we're going to go into the evaluation period. Coaches may watch you play or visit your high school, but they cannot have any in-person conversation with you or your athlete off the college campus. That's the evaluation period. Then we're going to have a little small area of dead time where everybody sits back and regroups and gathers themselves. But the dead period, basically coming up in July, will go from the 16th through the 21st. College coaches may not have any in-person contact with you or your athlete. Parents, you should know these things. You got your kids out there playing during the month of May and June and that time period, which is quiet period. So realistically, they could be home resting. I see we got a few callers this evening. Anytime caller, hey, if you press 1, that'll show me that you want to come on up and talk to us for a little while. I see we got a caller from area code 404. Area code 404. You want to come on the air and tell us what's on your mind this evening? Area code 404. Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm not sure who that was. But, you know, a couple of things that we've talked about over the last few weeks or so, you know, doing the different shows. And we can always go back and check the archive show. And anybody else that want to call in this evening that's just listening to us on the Internet, call in number again. I'll let you know what it is. It's going to be 646-929-2416. I'll say that number again, 646-929-2416. That's the call-in number. But a couple things that we covered over the last few weeks. I had some athletes call in. I had Vernon Macklin from the University of Florida. I had Keith Wright. You just heard the rap from Keith Wright. And I also had Mike Scott from the University of Virginia. And they came, called in, and talked about the college experience. Basically gave us their insight on things that they're aware of at their level, or things that happen differently from the college level to the high school level, or from the high school level to the college level, such as time management, responsibility, independence. You know, now you're forced to do a whole lot of things on your own. So basically, some things that you have to stay on top of. They talked about the difference between the conditionings. You know, what a high school coach calls conditioning and getting ready for the season is a whole lot different than what the college coach is talking about. College coach is making sure that you're ready inside and out. So that was a few things that they talked about. Then earlier this week, Tuesday, we had a gentleman called in from Atlanta. Some good friends of mine calling in from Atlanta. They have a sports apparel clothing line called Triple Double Sports Apparel. Triple Double Sports Apparel. And I told them I'll give them a plug every time I'm on the air. You can always go out and check out their clothing line, www.TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com, or you can also find them on Facebook. So that's a Triple Double Sports Apparel. They said they're doing the same thing that all the big-name sports apparels are doing, but their big catch or their big note to you, parents, is that they're turning their dollar back into the community, and they're helping out nonprofit organizations. They're helping out youth basketball leagues. They're helping out youth football leagues. They're helping out youth soccer leagues, not just selling them product, but at the same time investing in that team or investing in that particular league. So that triple-double sports apparel, them guys, I think they're doing a wonderful thing. Big shout-out to my boy, Philip Richardson, and Tim Best, triple-double sports apparel. Okay, I'm trying to see if we got Dr. Earl out there. I haven't heard anything from him yet. So give us a little something that that you've been into there, Mr. Rubam.
Larry? I hear you.
Okay, let me check and see if this is Dr. Earl on the other line.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure if we got him out there yet, but hopefully he will call in here shortly. He may be caught up watching the draft as well, but I almost didn't get a chance to get to it at all because I've been trying to pick it up online. But before we get a chance to get to Dr. Earl, you know, Dr. Earl Suttle has written quite a few books. I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of his information. But the one that jumps out with me is preparing for and managing high-risk situations in the lives of college athletes. It's an athlete's guide. Hey, I've been going through this thing over the last 3 or 4 years and looking at different situations, and trust me, I got some good information out of that book. Hold on a second. Look like we got a caller here. Hello, caller. This is the Parent Coaching Parent Network. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello? Area code 404. Hello, caller?
Hello.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sandra Carter, the math lady out of Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
Oh, what a wonderful surprise. What a wonderful surprise. Oh, meet my co-host, Mr. Larry Rubama. He's a sports reporter here in the Hampton Roads area. Mr. Larry Rubama, this is Ms. Sandra Carter, the math lady.
How are you doing? Fine. How are you, sir?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. It was a good to meet you at the Power Networking Conference in Atlanta a few weeks ago.
Yeah, she decided to grace us with her presence, and I asked her to give us a little something on the SAT, but I'm not going to try to put that pressure on her tonight, but I want her to call in and give us some insight on the SAT, because she does a wonderful, outstanding, motivational SAT boot camp. But as she told me so very clearly, that boot camp is going to be a boot camp. You may be upset with her when you walk away, but trust me, at the end of the day, everything's all right. Anything you want to add there, Ms. Carter?
I think you have explained that perfectly. Our whole point is to prepare our young people for the math portion of the SAT. It takes more than just math skills. It takes an understanding of the best way to approach the math portion of the SAT, knowing the pitfalls, knowing the traps that are in place, and knowing how to take that standardized test. And that's what we do to help the students get prepared.
Okay. So I take it you're going to come up and have some powerful information to share with us, and hopefully at some point in time, we can figure out a way to get one of them motivational boot camps either on the air or on a webcast or something to that nature.
You're looking forward to that.
Yes, ma'am. Give us a little insight to your book. I'm going to put you out there. I want you to tell everybody about your book.
Well, thank you for your support. I hope you've enjoyed looking at it and reading it. Called How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Mathematics. The whole premise is to show people that math is really not as hard as they think it is. We use real-world examples. We use sports. We use shopping examples, things that young people will be interested in, to show them that math is something you use in your everyday life. It's nothing that you can get rid of. And the parent can actually use the book to refresh their memory and help their own children.
Hmm. Okay. You catch all that there, Mr. Obama?
Yeah, I'm catching it because I got a 10th grader who definitely is going to be getting ready for that stuff. We were just talking last week about getting ready for the PSATs and trying to take some practice ones to help him get ready because you can never start too early, that's for sure.
That's so true.
And do you think that the PSATs, Ms. Carter, is worthwhile?
I would suggest doing that which is required. I wouldn't put any extra pressure on the student other than what is required. If it's required in that particular state or to achieve a specific goal, go for it. But if it's not required, I wouldn't put that pressure on the student unless it's required. For a student getting ready to enter college, the SAT or the ACT is definitely required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And parents, as we talk about the SAT and the ACT, see, you got to get your hands on one of the NCAA guidebooks for college-bound athletes, college-bound student athletes. If you get your hands on that book, that'll answer all these questions that you have about the SAT, about the ACT, about the sliding scale, about the GPA, about core classes, about questions that you need to ask to the coaches. That'll answer all of them questions. How can you get a copy of that? Hey, shoot me an email. I can send you an electronic copy. Email me at pcphr@aol.com. I'll say it again. You can email me at pcphr@aol.com. Ms. Carter, we thank you for calling in, and I hope that you hang around for a little while and listen to the rest of the show. I'm trying to get my mentor on, Dr. Earl Suttle. He hasn't called in yet, but hopefully he'll be calling in shortly. Dr. Earl is also out of the Atlanta area and has a wonderful book, High-Risk Situations in the Lives of College Athletes. Dr. Earl's been around for a good little while, but he's mainly been working with college and professional athletes, mainly professional athletes, NFL, NBA, and now he has branched out to the WWE. I'm going to ask him about that when he calls in. I'm definitely going to ask him about that one. What took him over to the WWE? But, Ms. Carter, we thank you for calling in, and hopefully we will get you on real soon, and you can give us some more insight on the math lady.
Mr. Scott, it's a pleasure. It's good to talk with you again, and thank you for having me for this brief few moments, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, looks like we got another caller. Caller, at any time, you press 1, that raises your hand. We'll see you out there, and we can bring you on the line. But just to give you some more information on Dr. Suttle's book, it goes into a whole lot of great things there, Larry, a whole lot of great things. Like I said, I don't know if you had a chance to check it out, but, you know, he has part one and part two topics in here, topics talking about high-risk situations or high-risk groups and helping college athletes identify high-risk situations, coping high-risk situations. That's one of the questions I have for him today. What is a high-risk situation? Break that down for me. Give me some more insight on what a high-risk situation is. You know, he goes into understanding change. You know, how do they deal with changing situations? So hopefully he'll be able to get to us here shortly, and we can talk for a little while. You got anything that you need to add? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I saw the email that you had sent about that and saw the covers of the book. And like you said, the information, just the headline, just the book, it sounds like it's something that you definitely need to have a copy, just like with everything else. You definitely need a copy of that to help prepare for the next, you know, level for your child or for your athlete. Definitely interested to see what he has to say about some of these things.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with some great folks this past week. I was at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp, where you had approximately about 40 parents showed up, And we did a parent program, well, the NBA Players Association does a parent program. And there were quite a few parents there that was very excited about staying connected and understanding what the process is all about and trying to help their child get to the next level. You know, the majority of their kids will probably be going Division One. Some may fall into the Division Two or even the low major, mid-major Division One. But all in all, the majority of them will be going to college. My question, my scare, my fear is get to that point, and then all of a sudden you don't have all the pieces together. You haven't checked your SAT. You haven't checked your transcript. You haven't took the right core classes. You know, you've been messing around. You think that you got the right grades on certain things, but you haven't looked at your core list. You haven't went up on NCAA.org and went to the core classes and made sure that you had all that information. So as a result, that's my fear sometimes. And that's why each week I'm going to try to put that information out there for parents to make sure they understand where they need to go and what they need to do to get them classes checked off. Parents, for those of you parents that's listening, that's on the line right now, I'm going to read off a few websites that you can go to that can possibly help you get a better understanding of the recruiting process. The first one, you know, just like I said a second ago, you can go to www.ncaa.org, you know, www.ncaa.org, O-R-G. Another one that you can go to is you got www.naia.org. And you have www.njcaa, for your junior college folks, njcaa.org. But one that I recommend to all parents is you go to www.collegeboard, college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E-B-O-D-O-A-R-D, board.com. www.collegeboard.com. That will tell you when all your tests are scheduled, when all your SAT tests are scheduled, any changes, information that may pop up on the SAT. And you can also go out there and take a practice test. You can take a practice test by going to www.kapetest.com. And you go out there and take your practice test at any given time. Friends, there's a few other things that while I'm waiting for our host to call in, our guest to call in, a few other things that I want to mention that oftentimes we forget about. And Larry, feel free to chime in at any time if you think I'm missing out on something. But a couple things that I wanted to bring to the parents' attention. Okay, and I call these did you know? Did you know? Did you know, parents, as a freshman, there's no in-person, off-campus contact. Telephone calls or personal correspondence from a coach can be made to you or your athlete or even your guardian. As a freshman. Oh, what was that?
I don't know what that was.
Okay. Somebody came out of nowhere. Oh, that was a mystery caller. I'm not sure exactly who that was, but I'm going to say that again. Did you know, as a freshman, that no in-person, off-campus contact, telephone calls, or personal correspondence from a coach can be made to you or your parents, for you the athletes, or even the legal guardian? That's not possible. During your freshman year, you leave all that stuff alone. You sit back, chill. You know, you may get coach may see you at a distance, but you're not doing a whole lot of contact with that coach when you're off campus. Now, if you go to one of his camps or clinics or whatever, now he has the opportunity to see you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, as a sophomore, did you know, as a sophomore, that collect or toll-free calls are only permitted at the conclusion of your sophomore year in high school? I'll say that again. As a sophomore, that collect or toll-free calls are only permitted at the conclusion of your sophomore year in high school. As coaches may begin writing letters, they may start sending out them letters around about that time period. Now, let's get on up to your junior year. See, your junior year, by that time, you know, folks are starting to make things happen. If you are and not least considering what schools you're planning on going to by your junior year, you may be far behind the power curve. But at your junior year, as a junior, that coaches may have a face-to-face contact with you beginning April of your junior year. April. School starts in September. We got to go all the way around to April. April of your junior year in high school, you may start having face-to-face contact. Also, an official visit at a university only permitted and can begin on January 1st of your junior year. Oftentimes, folks wait until their senior year to go out on an official visit. No. You got that opportunity starting official visit on campus, which you only get five of them, can start actually January 1st of your junior year while you're in high school. And, of course, we know during that senior year, as a senior, that coaches and his staff or the university are limited to contact or evaluation. You know, they get an opportunity to evaluate you throughout your high school career in accordance with the NCAA rules. I'll go back through that again. As a senior, that the coaching staff members of the university are limited to contacting or evaluating you throughout your career. In other words, what I mean by that, like I said, June is normally a quiet period. You're going into your senior year, you just graduate from high school, you're not out there playing nothing in June because the coaches are not able to come out there and evaluate you. They're not able to come out and have any contact with you. So why are you out there playing? Rest yourself and enjoy yourself. That's my four. Did you know? Well, Larry, I don't know if we're going to get
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, I was going to say, I hope people have got that information down. I mean, that's some important information. And then you don't want people to wait to the senior year and say, oh, wow, I told you so, you know. So I hope people definitely heard that information.
But, you know, that seems to be like an ongoing thing sometimes, and that's the kind of sort of the sad part about it, that oftentimes our young folks miss out on opportunities because they wait too late and,
right.
and they prolong it too long before they actually get to the point where they decide to make a move. You know, I encourage kids and parents, I'll say that again, I encourage kids and parents to get involved, get started, start putting at least pieces together somewhere around 8th grade, 9th grade time period. Because, you know, you can start messing around with the SAT, and hopefully we can get Ms. Carter to speak a little bit more on the SAT later on down the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, start messing around with the SAT, you know, when you get in high school and taking it as many times as you desire. You know, that way you get a better feel for the strategy and the testing and all the other little things and the little trick that she talked about. And I'm quite sure she's going to give us some more information on that. But you can get all that, you know, kind of sort of in your head around about that time period.
I think that's what I was going to say. Another point on that, too, that she said is, you know, when you take it, it'll keep the fears that the kids have. I mean, kids have a big fear of taking that test because they realize, especially if they're an athlete, that so much is being weighed on that. And you don't want to have that fear going in there. You want to be confident to go in there and do the best that you can instead of being scared of it, you know?
Exactly. You know, without a doubt. And once they get over that fear, you know, then they're able to do a whole lot better, you know. But fans, you need to be involved. You need to be proactive instead of reactive. You need to be on top of it. And how are you going to do that? Hey, call into the show, listen to the show. I won't feed you information as long as you need it, you know, and as much as I can. And if I find out something new going on out there, hey, trust me, I'm going to be the first one on it. Try to make sure you get pieces of it. You know, because right now they're looking at, you know, just to jump to another quick subject, you know, they're looking at the core classes. You know, you're looking at Division I, Division II schools, and you're trying to get a scholarship at one of them particular schools. Okay, in order to get a scholarship at a Division I school, you have to have your 16 core classes. A Division II currently is 14, but that number is getting ready to go up to 16 as well. So you need to be aware of that. And when I talk about core classes, I'm talking 4 years of math, 4 years of English, 3 years of math, 2 years of natural or physical science, 1 year of additional math, science, or English, 2 years of social science, and 4 years of an additional course such as a foreign language, non-doctoral religion, philosophy, or any one of the other ones above. That's for Division I scholarship eligibility, Division I core class requirements. For Division II parents, again, and A, once again, I'll be going through this constantly. So if you don't catch it this time, trust me, I'll come back to you. I'll come back to it again. Okay, for Division II, we're talking 14 core classes, 3 years of English, 2 years of math, 2 years of natural or physical science, 2 years of additional English, math, or science, 2 years of social science, social studies, you know what that is, and 3 years of any of the additional courses, or, you know, we have your foreign language, non-doctoral religion, philosophy, or any of the above, English, math, or science. So, therefore, you know, that's going up to 16 currently. It's holding at 14. It's going to go up to 16 real soon. So parents need to be aware of it. Need to be aware. In the near future, we're going to go into the Parents Coach and Parents Network top 10 marketing tools. And I'm going to give you some insight on what I think the top 10 marketing tools are. And just give you a just quick glimpse on what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your grade point average. And that's something that you need to be on top of. Core class is something you need to be on top of. SAT, ACT, all that type of stuff. The standardized testing you need to be aware of. Eligibility center, what is that? We'll talk about it. Exposure, camps, clinics, things like that. We'll talk about it. How to put together a highlight tape. How to go to put the information up on the website. We'll talk a little bit about that. Selecting a college and making tours at a college. You get them pieces together. Hey, you're looking at some type of recruitment from somewhere, whether or not it's Division II, Junior College, Division III, whatever you have. You'll get some type of look from somebody. You put them pieces together right. But we'll talk more about that later on down the line. Larry, I think Dr. Earl may have forgotten about us. I thought I touched bases with him earlier today, and we were on schedule. Maybe something came up, but I'm definitely going to reschedule him again.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely like to talk to him as well.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because trust me, my mentor, he has some things going on, and he stays busy. He stays active in the sporting community, sporting world. And he also, you know, stays active in as far as teaching young folks and guiding young folks in a positive direction. You know, his main passion right now, his main thing he got going on is he hits the speaking circuit. And I heard somewhere that he was the hardest working man on the speaking circuit, so he may have had something going on tonight. But I'm definitely going to touch bases with him, get in touch with him, and see if we can get him back around. But parents, I'm going to leave you with this. Before I even go into something I need to share with you, you got anything else to add in there, Larry?
No, nothing else to add.
Okay. Parents, you need to stay tuned to the Parents Coaching Parent Network. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. I've made contact with folks at the NCAA, Clearinghouse, the Eligibility Center, and iHoops. They agreed to come on to the show and do a show for us as well. As you heard earlier, we have the great math lady, the math lady. She will come on and talk to you and your student athlete about math and get that fear of math out of your head. Make it go away, make it go away, make it go away. She will definitely enlighten you. And by the time, I believe by the time she gets done talking, you'll have a better perspective of math. Also, over the last few weeks or so, I've made contact with a young lady also out of the Atlanta area by the name of Miss Mack. Miss Mack, trust me, Miss Mack will bring some highlights to our lives and a better perspective of understanding what is going on out there with our young folks. And when I say that, you know, how to get out there and you're playing sports, whether or not you're a young man or you're a young lady, and then all of a sudden you got this group of folks that like to hang around you. You know, some folks call them groupies. Some folks call them fans. Some folks call them whatever you want to call them. But Ms. Mack will talk to you about that in a very real perspective. I had the opportunity to look at a live video that Ms. Mack had, not video, but a presentation that she did last week for us, and trust me, it was awesome. So we should have Ms. Mack coming on real soon. We have another guest that will come on and talk about sports after. We have another guest that will come on and talk about sports. You know, what do you do after the ball stops bouncing? What do you do after the ball stops bouncing? I see I have another caller just called up, area code 203. Let me check in and see who this may be. I know Dr. Earl is coming out of Atlanta, but I don't think he's at area code 203. Caller, are you on the line? You're talking to the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Michael. This is Tony McLean from the Bachelor Pad and the Black Athlete Sports Network. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, Tony, what's going on, sir? Hey,
doing well. Doing well.
I was hoping that you were going to get a chance to come in. Give us a little update on what the Bachelor Pad is all about for those folks that don't know about the Bachelor Pad.
Well, we've been on. I am one of the co-hosts along with myself, L.A. Bachelor, another native of New Haven, and Michael Lewis Ingram. The show's been on for about, I think we're going on almost 2 years now on Blog Talk Radio, and we talk about sports from a racial and social point of view. You know, we're not ESPN, and we pride ourselves on that. We don't give you the same cookie-cutter reactions in regards to sports. You know, we do a lot of sports, but we also do social commentary as well. Basically, you know, for lack of a better word, I guess Bernie Mac would say it best. You know, we say what you think, and we have strong opinions, and all of us have, you know, all of us have been in the sports industry for a long while, and we sort of look underneath the veil that you see on ESPN on a daily and nightly basis, and we talk about it, and it's adult talk. We can get a little, you know, whatever on there, but we've been able to do it. We've been very popular at what we've been doing, and for lack of a better word, we just try to keep it as real as possible.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great. And when are you normally on there, Tony?
We're on Mondays through Fridays on Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're also syndicated nationally. We're on a station in Richmond, Virginia, WCLM Radio 1450. We're on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern time as well.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have to tune in and catch some of your information sometime. My co-host, Mr. Larry Brum, I'm quite sure he'll probably have some things that he can probably share with you as well.
Yeah.
He's been in the sporting world for a good little while. Mm-hmm. You got anything that you want to share with Anthony, sir?
No, but I'd definitely like to hear the show for sure.
Okay.
We're, like I said, Monday through Friday here on Blog Talk, usually 6 to 8. So you usually go over sometimes. We usually go on basically until they cut us off. And usually we're usually on till about, say, 9 o'clock or so, depending on how early we get on. But, you know, we hit all the, you know, we pretty much hit all the major topics. We also do a lot of stuff with HBCU sports, i.e. black colleges. We try to appeal to an audience that's tired of hearing the same old from, say, an ESPN or a Fox or what have you.
Okay, okay. Well, hey, that was great that you had the opportunity to call in, because I've been trying to connect with you for a good little while, so I was hoping that you were going to get the opportunity to call in. I was hoping to have our special guest, Dr. Earl Suttle. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Earl Suttle.
I just heard about his book that's coming out. So yeah, I'm definitely familiar with him. I was lucky enough to see my niece graduate tonight. That's
okay.
The only reason why.
Okay.
And plus we were on the air tonight. We had a couple folks at the at the NBA draft as well. So it's been one of been a little long day, but a nice day though. Just I was lucky enough to see my niece graduate from high school. She's on her way to college as well, so very proud of that. And you know, it especially now, stuff like that gets lost. But it was very nice.
And
we're very proud of
understand that, and you know, we appreciate that. And hey, hopefully you'll be back on the air with us some other time, and we can talk about some things that's going on in the sports world as well. Larry, you have anything before we close? There we go.
Okay,
wrap up for the next one. All right, I'll give you a quick wrap-up, everybody. We had opportunity to hear from the math lady this evening. Our special guest didn't call in. I'm going to have to touch base and find out what happened with our special guest, but I'm quite sure he's going to agree to come back on and share some insight on us on high-risk situations in the lives of college athletes. He also has another book out called High-Risk Situations in the Lives of Professional Athletes, as well as a great book for teens. But we'll have the math lady come up some other time and share some insight on us on getting rid of that prayer on math. So, on that note, from the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, I think we're going to be out of here. And I'd like to close out with my song for my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Take it away, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Making smart moves. Making smart moves. Take that in. Against Mark Cooper. I'll see you on the flip side. Be out.